Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Song of Solomon chapter 5, we were taught that what keeps our salvation is not our perseverance, but Jesus' keeping hand. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And understand, because our salvation is secure in Him, it's not the perseverance of the saints, as some teach, but it's rather the keeping hand of Christ. Now, some teach the perseverance of the saints. Why do they do that? Because when somebody gets saved and then all of a sudden they mess up in their life, they say, well, they never really got saved to begin with, or they would have persevered. Well, my friend, the Bible tells us, instead of some man's book, the Bible tells us that no man can pluck us out of his hand. And those people realize that they can't find the truth in the Bible, so they've got to read some man's book to try to build a theory. And so it's not the perseverance of the saints. Rather, it's the keeping hand of Christ. I'm not eternally secure because I have it in my hip pocket. I'm in eternally secure because I'm in His hands. Now, will I get spanked? Oh, yes. Will I get chastened? Oh, yes. But nobody will pluck me out of His hand. Not even me. Now, the comfort takes us back to our childhood. Daddy is a face we look for in the crowd when we were afraid. Daddy is the face as far as we were concerned as little boys and maybe little girls. That He was the strongest and wisest man in the world. And of course, as you grow up, you realize that's not quite true. But in Christ, it's always true. He is our omnipotent, that is, all-powerful and omniscient, all-knowing God. And we read of Him in Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. God's knowledge, His love, and His power are three mountains which enclose us in peace and security, serving as our refuge in time of trouble. Oh, what a Savior. You know, we'll hit Thanksgiving time each year, and people give thanks for family, for health, possessions, their country. But friend, we should above all give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ. What about His person? What about His person is there for which you give thanks? How well do we know the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the lover of our soul? We're told here in verse 11, His locks are black and bushy, that is, they're wavy, which speaks of youthful life. He gives eternal life. You are born into this world the first time headed to eternal death, where the fire is not quenched, and where they are tormented day and night forever and ever, Revelation 14. John 10, though, calls this salvation. It calls it life more abundantly. We have this truth from 1 John 3, 1 and 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope within him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Yes, his head is worth more to us than most fine gold. And he gives us abundant life as the black and bushy hair symbolizes. And so we go on to verse 12 here of this text, and he says, his eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk and fitly set. You see, the Holy Spirit tells us in Scripture that God looketh upon the heart. Matthew 5:28 speaks of the lust of the heart. Matthew 12:36 mentions that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. 1 Corinthians 4:5 tells us that he will reveal the hidden things of darkness and the thoughts of the heart. Hebrews 4:12-13 said that all things about us are naked and open to him with whom we have to do. And we know his eyes see all of this and knows all of this about us. Yet he loves us so much that he died, that he might cleanse us from our sin. For his red blood is greater than all our red sin. The Lord tells us in Isaiah 1:18, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet. Oh, you have the red light districts of town. You have those that go about, even in our churches, that seem so nice and so good, and yet they're carrying on, may even now be carrying on, an illicit relationship. Worse than the harlot, because the harlot at least is getting paid. There's a reason. Whereas this one is giving themselves freely, breaking their vows, and causing disgrace to the name of Christ. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Oh, you say, Pastor, I've gone too far down the road of depravity. I've gone too far down the road of debauchery. But friend, let me tell you what we read in Romans 5:20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, to show that we're sinners. However, the second half of that verse says, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. There's no sin that is greater than the grace of our God to those who will come to him. He has a dove's eyes. A dove speaks of peace. And yet, the eyes can see. He has fully satisfied his wrath against my sin by paying for it completely, with nothing left out. That's why we read in Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith. Why by faith instead of works? Because Jesus has done the work. He paid it all. He paid it completely. Therefore, I'm justified by faith in his finished work. And so he says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that, my friend, is telling us that the greatest work that was ever done was the work of the cross. His work for us. He left nothing out to pay our penalty. Although we are sinners, our debt is fully paid, and our cleansing makes our justification right and pure. Those eyes are washed with milk. It shows us his holiness. Fitly set pictures for us. A diamond set perfectly in the ring. We see his eyes have love. You see, because he is absolutely holy, the eyes fitly set and his holiness together, and neither is compromised or bereft of purity to save us. How can that be when the Bible tells us of God that thou canst not look on iniquity? He had to become a human and not sin, but have our sin placed upon his humanity. What a Savior, and oh, what love. Aren't you thankful? Nothing of our holy God was compromised in order to save us. You know, isn't it interesting men like to use the word, you got to compromise? Look in your Bibles. You will not find the word compromise. Let me say this to you. Substituting the word rebellion with the word compromise only makes the compromise a greater sin. It is not compromise. It is rebellion. It's asking God to step away, to let up on his holiness and righteousness. And if he does that, our salvation is not secure. But our salvation is secure in him, and therefore our salvation is more precious than gold. So we read in verse 13, he has cheeks as a bed of spices, as sweet flowers, his lips like lilies, dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. Oh, those are the cheeks that he gave to the smiters. For you, for me. No wonder verse 10 told us that he is white and ruddy. It's the aroma of the spices of our salvation. A terrible price is the cross. But the spices of love and his holiness took him there for us. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How profound that is. The holy face of the incarnate Son of God, disdained and hated with the spittle of our indifference, our false speech and piety, as the mocker slapped those blessed cheeks that stooped so low that he might lift us up to be with him.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.